Fianna Fáil TD for Clare, Cathal Crowe, has called for a cap on Ukrainian refugees coming into the county, contrary to official government policy and EU law. He told Clare FM that he was hugely proud of the role Clare people have played up to this point, in which around 3% of the county's population is now Ukrainian, but he felt capacity had not just been reached, but exceeded. Clare Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe is with us now. Cathal Crowe, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Why are you calling for a cap on Ukrainian refugees coming into Clare?
We're very proud in Clare. As you just reported there, we have a huge number of Ukrainians. The arms of our county have been wide open from the get-go and they continue to be open. We have about 3% of our population now Ukrainian. However, I think the number a country or a county intakes should match its ability to provide not just accommodation, but the other metrics of care and support. And I'm speaking here about transport, education. I was a teacher before entering the Dáil, healthcare. And on all of these metrics, we're getting stark warnings in our region from the HSE, from Clare County Council, from other statutory bodies that not only has capacity to provide care in these areas been reached, it's probably been exceeded at this moment. Now, if people don't believe a politician, there was a group in North Clare, Ballyvaughan, who set up a fabulous community group. They collected clothes, toys, toiletries, everything. They welcomed the Ukrainians that come in. They provided fabulous care for them. They too, who've been wonderful advocates for the people coming in, have said that all of the supports that they've provided not only have been exceeded, they too are at bursting point. And I think really what we need to get to here is that in the early weeks of this crisis, we had a scramble of support bodies all coming down to Clare and other parts of the country. But now we're in the month of November, almost into December. These people are accommodated in west of Ireland, scenic hotels, cut off remote from some of the services they need. The winds are high, it's stormy weather, and we even have people sleeping in tents. My point being, when I spoke on Clare FM and now when I'm speaking on your show, is that providing care to people coming from a war environment needs to have certain other boxes ticked. It's not all about roof over the head, and I think we're coming up short on some of those other metrics.
Exceeded capacity, you say. Is Clare full?
What is full? I suppose what I'm looking at, and there was a presentation given to us all on Monday morning, is that on those other metrics, healthcare being an example, I know of somebody who has recently come to our country who's pregnant and cannot get any GP care. And she has been telling me that she will have to present herself at Accident and Emergency if she wants to, in her belief, to access maternity services. Now, I don't know when that materialises, and I would hope that GP care will be found. But certainly, I'm very concerned that this started out as a really good support project with massive buy-in, and there's still huge buy-in from people, and I really want to stress that. But I live in Meelic, and our village has Ireland's longest full-service refugee centre, direct provision centre in Aucklasheen. It opened in 1956 when the Hungarian Revolution happened. Year in, year out, I've grown up with people there. It's fabulous. It's fantastic. But now we have a new departure there. We have canvas tents. Now, I could hear the wind howling here last night. I actually had to come home last night for a funeral. It was windy. It was rainy. And I shudder to think that there's people living just a couple of miles over the road in tents last night. That's not right. And I would say that really, I know under the Temporary Protection Directorate from the European Union, there isn't the provision for a cap. And maybe that word is the wrong word, but certainly our intake of refugees in Ireland, I believe, should match our capacity to provide proper care.
If you say that we have exceeded capacity, and you were asked about this on Clare FM yesterday, asked if you were backing a cap on new arrivals, and you said, yes, I would think so, and I've said this to colleagues in government as well. Are you still calling for a cap on new arrivals?
No, I've had a chat with several of them, and even last night I was chatting with the Taoiseach explaining that, you know, this is beyond crisis point with some of those other supports in Clare. If we are to increase capacity, we have to increase capacity across those other realms. I made the point to him, we have two Ukrainian dentists.
Are you calling for a cap
If I can just complete the point, we can increase capacity, and there are ways of doing that. We have a number of Ukrainian dentists, doctors, but the QQI, the qualification system in Ireland, doesn't allow them to practice. So I think there's a ways of increasing capacity, and therein we can maybe take in more. But at this moment, it's wrong to have people sleeping in stairwells of hotels. It's wrong to have people in tents. That isn't a quality of care. It's a disservice in some ways to people we should be providing a high quality of care for. So I think really the answer to this, there isn't the provision for a cap to happen. So the answer is to have increased capacity, and there are many ways to do that. But at the moment, it is very hard for me to see where this additional capacity is, but I think it can be found.
Clare County Council has made an appeal to people to make empty houses available to refugees, including holiday homes, for up to 6 months. Would Clare have proportionately more empty houses than other counties?
It has quite a large number. I would have raised this in a separate debate in the Dáil. There are way too many properties each night available in Clare vis-a-vis Airbnb. We need some of those for Ukrainian people. We need some of them for people on the social housing list. And I think it needs to be a carrot and stick approach in that regard, led up by national government, because these houses, it's a beautiful scenic county, Wild Atlantic Way and all of that. But it's futile having a house in that coastal area unavailable. And I think we need to bring in some incentives to bring them into play. But it's not just, and I really want to reiterate this point, I made it as well in the Dáil Chamber, it is not just roof over the head stuff. That's ticking one box. There are so many other realms. If someone's pregnant, if someone's unwell, people needing education, transport, there are people walking roads, rural roads here by night in their hundreds.
Yes.
With high-vis vests. That isn't really safe, and there are other supports and mechanisms required to make this a success. I believe they were provided in the early months of this crisis.
When you spoke
to me, the state bodies aren't here anymore.
Sorry, just because I'm a little tight for time. When you spoke to Micheál Martin, when you spoke to the Taoiseach, did he tell you not to call for a cap?
No, he explained, I suppose, our commitments vis-a-vis the European Union. But he said he is quite concerned about what I've outlined in Clare, and he wants to look at increasing capacity across all those other metrics. Again, it's not about housing. And I explained to him what these tents are like. I was down there just the other day. This isn't the type of accommodation I want to see anyone in winter time, no matter who they are or where they've come from. This is wrong. And I would say that also sleeping under stairwells or rough sleeping, this isn't where we need to be at. We need to increase our capacity. And when we've increased capacity, then I think we will be in position to take in even more. And that's what we want to do. I'm on Putin's blacklist. I want to see this war end. I want to see people given a high quality of care when they come to Ireland. And I want to see them bring their children to local schools and all of that. But it has to be done with state support. And too much of that support happened in the early days, and too little of it has happened recently.
Cathal Crowe, TD, thank you for speaking with us this morning.